Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show right now. Call number 9. Did you want me to go to you first?
No, you can do this first.
Okay. Because Hooman needs me to go to him.
Oh, he's running things. I mean, come on.
Yeah, it's not on the script. It was like a little addition to the script. Yeah.
What?
Sorry.
Right now, call number 9-800-400-3697. Instantly wins a pair of tickets to see the man, the music, the show. Hugh Jackman. Oh, yeah. Hugh Jackman is going to be performing July 17th at the SAP Center at San Jose. Songs from all different shows that he's
here
done.
Comes,
probably.
Here comes.
Oh, here we go. Sorry. Jimenez looks so happy. He's got like this smile on and he's dancing in his chair.
I'm going to watch this movie again. I liked it so much. I've seen it 3 times. But
why don't we all watch it together this weekend?
Well, I think you guys are going to end up canceling. I'll send the boys a note.
Well,
you have a big game.
You know that we're off on Monday.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, I could come late.
You could come on Monday.
Oh, okay, sure. Yeah, why not? Okay, I'll come on Monday.
Great. It's all worked out. So call now, everyone. 800-400-3697. Call number 9 gets tickets for Hugh Jackman. Now, Hooman, what was it that
so
you wanted
to... So real quickly,
to-
everyone, if you go to the Alsign 73 Instagram, I posted a beautiful picture of Sarah, Vinny, Yuzette, and Bryn. Because Yuzette's going to be at Sally Beauty in Redwood City.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the first 50 people that show up get Sally Beauty goodie bags.
Nice.
I can't wait.
So, everyone, check out the picture, like, comment, and join Yuzette.
We're going to do some drawings for some cool... If you're a Taylor Swift fan...
Oh.
So many of you are. We have this cool-ass thing to give away.
Oh.
It's a big-ass box, and then you pull it up, and there's video of Taylor Swift's tour... And it has all these cool tchotchke things.
Oh.
And then underneath
there's
it.
There's a video screen in it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And then we have this hard cover book thing with all Taylor Swift. It's so great.
It's like a Taylor Swift Pandora's box.
Thank you.
You're telling me you put up the top of this box and it's, like, how big is this box?
You know what?
Two feet by 3 feet? Like, is it?
It's
like a piece of furniture.
I asked promotions if I could have one. There's two, and I asked if I could have one for my niece.
Oh, she's a big Taylor Swift.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
But it's pretty cool. I'll pull it out for you during
yeah,
the break.
Yeah, yeah, I want to see this thing.
It. Yeah.
We should show it on the show
neat.
That we do here every day, that Bon runs.
Yeah. I watched the Taylor Swift Reputation Tour on Netflix.
Oh.
There's a whole Netflix.
So like a documentary, like some backstage stuff, too?
Yeah, a little bit of backstage, but it's mostly just her performance.
And?
A live performance. It was fine. You know, it was really cool. She's the biggest earner, right?
Yeah.
Best tour out there
sure.
as far as
big,
like...
Big top grossing tour.
Big money. But it was fun watching it because they have the best angles and it's the audio is great. And, you know, Camila Cabello was up there singing one of the songs with her. And it's just watching a show, except it's on Netflix and it's really well produced.
Cha-ching, right?
Yep.
Nice.
What were you under the baby or something? What are you doing watching Taylor
Actually,
Swift?
I was.
Yeah,
I
you
was
have
with
to
the
be
baby
because I can't imagine why you'd push play
was,
on that.
It was nap time, so she fell asleep. I'm like, all right, let's go.
Jesus, I'm listening to this story
with
going,
the bottle,
what are you doing?
What?
And the
what?
Remote, like, all right, that seems fine to watch with the baby.
I'll watch that.
Yeah, it was fun to watch, though, you know.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
She's a good performer.
Yeah.
Good dancer, all that stuff.
Oh, she's a good dancer?
Yeah. And she's pretty, all that. Great.
Yeah, she got it all. Yeah. Taylor Swift. All right. So here we go. Do I have a?
I do. Think you do.
This report is brought to you by Jumpstart MD. Call 855 Jumpstart today and get started today on a new healthy you. Yay. 2019 people, let's get new and healthy. So, Fortnite.
Oh, yeah.
I have never played this game. Vinny, have you played this game?
I haven't, but I've been hearing about it for a long time. There's a lot of guys that are super into it, and in particular, the kids.
Right, like Bryn.
Of course.
Bryn.
No, no, my kid plays it, and my nephew plays it.
You said you played it, too.
No, they call me lame because I play the older version of it. Something else that's more, like, more realistic. That one's, like, colorful and cartoonish.
Oh.
And what I play is kind of like an army game.
Hooman? You know? Oh, that's right.
Yeah. He's on the phone.
Oh. I don't think he's played, though.
By the way, you guys, people are texting in that we just had an earthquake.
Oh, did we? I didn't feel it at all.
Where was it? At 6:11.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, no, I'll look it up.
Where are the calls all from? What's the area code?
510-510.
Oh. Well, they had a little one yesterday morning, too.
Uh-huh.
Right.
You know, it's not funny at all, but last night...
415?
So the S was hitting the fan at my house. Like, I really...
Storm-wise,
yes. We were all... We're like... All of us in the living room together, and we all just sort of stop what we're doing. We look at each other like, do you think the house is going to blow down? Like, it was... Like, the house was shaking. And I was thinking to myself, you know what would be really bad is if an earthquake happened right now, too. You know? Like, I always worry about, like, the earth, you know, as the water pounds down, like, because of mudslides and stuff. I'm like, God, what if everything just went to ass right now? Like, I just do not want to go outside right now.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. There was a little earthquake a minute ago, apparently. Find out.
Jesus!
Oh, the horror. Okay, Fortnite.
Right, back to Fortnite.
Back to this. Games like Fortnite are called free to play.
I'm back.
Hi, Hooman. Have you ever played Fortnite?
No.
No.
Has Bryn?
I haven't. No, I watched them play before, and it seems a little bit much for me. I haven't tried it, though, so maybe I shouldn't
I don't want to do anything I'm going to get addicted to.
I'm with you. Jesus. Keep me away from stuff.
Including sex.
That's right.
Right, none of it.
Addicted to that.
Damn, you quit sex, huh?
Wow, it's been a while.
It's good, you know.
What I play is Player Unknown's Battlegrounds.
I see. Is that another one of these free to play, but there's in-app purchases?
Yes, absolutely.
Have you made any in-app purchases? Tell the truth.
No.
For once.
No, I haven't, but...
when you played Pokemon Go, did you ever buy any coins?
No, but you did.
I did.
You remember that?
Yeah.
It's like, why are you buying these dumb bags so I can store more stuff?
Yeah, I need to be able to have more monsters.
Yeah, that's
you were
my
doing the
one
same thing on Bejeweled.
Yeah, I was. Not on Bejeweled on that other one.
The Blitz. So what are you talking
Bejeweled,
about?
Bejeweled, I wasn't. I don't think I was. Maybe I was.
Yeah, you were.
Oh, yeah, because you got those boosts. So
you were buying tons of stuff on there.
Yeah, I quit all that crap, thank God.
Speaking of getting addicted to stuff.
Dude, I had to jump off all the... In fact, I was off them for a while, and then you had to tell the story of Pokemon Go, and that was it. I was on Pokemon Go for like a year and a half. Although it was nice. I walked around.
You were walking. That was one of the upsides of
it.
I
get out there all the right. time.
The last movie I was at with Hooman, I forget what movie it was, but somebody was playing Pokemon Go right in front of me.
Oh, was that Aquaman?
Yeah, it was Aquaman. But somebody was playing like before,
in the movie
before it started, yeah. And then after it ended, they were back on again. And I'm like, wow, that's still a thing.
Yeah, they ruined the game about 2 years ago. That's when I jumped off. Well, they changed the way that you did battle and stuff. Doesn't matter. Who cares? So anyway, Fortnite, it's free to play, but that's a little bit deceptive because people pay money to play because you can get all these upgrades, different skins, you can buy different dances, weapons, you know, whatever it is. That's where they make all their revenue from. It's free. You get the game for free. You download it for free. You get addicted to it for free. You know, the first taste is free. We all are familiar with the concept. So Fortnite made $2.4 billion last year.
Wow.
The most annual revenue of any game in history. After Fortnite, the most loot for free-to-play games, I should say. I'm sure there are games that have made more money just through sheer purchase of their... Didn't Red Dead Redemption... Just make $100 gajillion dollars.
Did it?
Something like that. It broke all the records for one of those games. But these are the free-to-play games and how much money that they brought in. $2.4 billion for Fortnite. That is the most lucrative, the most annual revenue of any game in history. Number two in the past year was something called Dungeon Fighter Online.
Bryn?
Anybody?
No.
Made $1.5 billion.
No. Vaughn does a lot of gaming. He hasn't heard of it.
League of Legends.
No?
That made one point.
Vaughn says yes.
Oh, $1.4 billion. Has Vaughn spent any money inside the game?
He said, hell no. Oh. That's what I interpreted from
Well, all your friends who are on there spent $1.4 billion. Pokemon Go. Still a thing. And people spent $1.3 billion on it last year. And something called Crossfire. Ever heard of that one?
Crossfire? No.
1.3 billion.
Damn. So it's the new heart attack for parents that have teenagers.
When their
it's not the 976 lines, it's the in-app purchases.
Right, the Fortnite thing.
God. I don't want to incriminate anyone. Some family I know, one time, they got someone in the family racked up. They found these 976 phone numbers, which used to be, I guess, sex lines.
Yeah.
And racked up a bill that the parents couldn't pay. They were like, we don't have the money to pay the bill.
I
don't know.
Can we ask another question?
Yeah.
Do we know these people if you would say who they are? Be honest.
I can't be honest.
Oh,
so that's a yes.
Who's your brother?
Yes.
It was Vinny's brother. It's anyone that anybody
needs to
know. It was
Vinny or Vinny's brother.
Is it Shooty?
Let me tell you something. I have never once off air, we did it on the air, I've never once off air dialed a 976 line ever in my life.
Before I started working for you guys, I heard that bit on the air. It was in 1998. And you guys were calling one of the numbers, and the woman immediately picks up and goes, "Am I on speakerphone? I can't be on speakerphone." And Vinny goes, "Well, my hands are busy."
You know what? I remember that.
I think that's on our 5-year anniversary disc.
I think it might
be.
That was funny.
The point is, these are heart attacks for the parents that are finding out the game their kid bought on their credit card or that's attached to the account, whatever.
Right.
And as they're doing these in-app purchases they're just in the course of playing the game, they're racking up probably hundreds of dollars, if not thousands.
I will say, though, I would be mildly less upset by a racked up bill from Pokemon Go or Fortnite than I would on 976 numbers. Mildly less upset. Slightly less upset.
Okay.
Because I think you're finding out two hard truths when your kid has racked up
the 976
that they have no idea about money and they're completely obsessed with their man area.
Right.
Speaking of being obsessed with man areas,
this
is for you, Hooman.
What do you mean it's for me?
You're the movie guy.
All right, here we go.
So I have something for you. There's a site called Mr. Man. It's like, which you should look up right now, Hooman.
Thank you.
It's like Mr. Skin, but it's male celebrities. So, Mr. Skin is like, naked scenes from movies that women have done and that kind of thing. So there's a site, it's just like that, but it's Mr. Man. So surprise, it's about men. So they're all about the beefcake.
The tube steak, you mean?
Sure.
Wait.
Yes, the tubes, that's what they're all about.
Okay.
They're all about that and butts and stuff, all just naked dudes.
Butts, okay.
Man butt.
You
man,
want those?
Man front butt.
You into that?
I've never looked at Mr. Man, I can honestly say.
Is there a website, MrManDot.com?
I don't know.
It went someplace else.
Yeah, it seems like it.
Is it spelled MISTERMAN?
No, just Mr. Dot Man. According to this. So, I don't know what the URL is, you guys. You'll have to do a little research to figure it out. They viewed 8,000 full frontal scenes of men to determine the biggest and smallest.
It's MRMAN.com.
MRMAN.com.
Oh, okay.
They looked at eight.
The biggest and smallest scenes?
Yep. The biggest and smallest scenes.
Oh.
The biggest scenery and the smallest scenery in the
all
scene.
Right.
Dude, there's a lot of male parts all over the. This is like.
There really
yeah,
is.
It's,
I really
it's
don't
It's just like
look
if you went
this.
To Mr. Going, Skin, there'd be really a lot of female parts all over it.
Oh, is that a thing?
Mr. Skin is a great site.
He looks exactly like Mr. Man, except it has women in all those pictures.
So what you found when you went to Mr. Man was?
That they have gone through 8,000 full frontal scenes to determine who's got
in the history of cinema?
Apparently so. They went through all the scenes where men showed their junk. And there's a whole different set of rules for men showing their junk. Like it can only be on camera for X amount of seconds before it suddenly it can't be excited. There's all these things.
It can't be excited?
No,
it becomes rated X.
Yeah, it goes from R or NC-17 into porn if it's in an aggressive mode.
If you had a film career and they asked you to do a nude scene,
would you do it? Sure.
Me too.
Yeah, I mean.
In a heartbeat.
The real question is, if you're in a nude scene and they're like, hey, we're going to flash your junk, make sure it's not aggressive, would you be able to keep it down? That's the trick.
Well, that's not that big of a trick. You can say, give me 10, I'll beat you back here. Something happened.
You want to be, the problem is you want to be fluffed.
Right.
You don't want to be, you don't want it to be aggressive, but you certainly don't want it to be like, hey, I just got out of
the ocean.
Yeah. Right.
I hate to say it, but I feel like I'd ask to do a nude scene if I had a film career.
Sir,
do
you have any need for me to... Because I'd like to, a little advertisement, a little self-promotion.
Well, I always
got
feel like
cone down here.
You want to lend legitimacy to any scene.
Sure.
I wouldn't get out of the shower without walking
around. I wouldn't
immediately
put a towel around that.
Come on.
Stand there dripping. I'd be bending over and drying my hair.
Watching Leo DiCaprio on Total Eclipse. Or
he's nude?
Yeah, he gets naked
and
before he jumps off.
He's on the list of the smallest dudes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Right there. Short.
So they took they never show much of men. They show plenty of women, but they don't show much of men. So here we go.
Different.
These are, do you want the biggest or the smallest first?
Let's go small first.
All right, the smallest people in no particular order, Leo DiCaprio.
Oh.
Jude Law.
Oh.
I know, so sad.
Jude.
Oh,
I picture
Jude.
Him as small.
Oh.
Okay.
You
oh,
do?
Yeah.
Tom Hardy.
Okay.
Tom Hardy, he's a badass.
Yeah, but you can still be a badass even if you don't have a giant one, Hooman.
That's why you're such a badass. You gotta
you gotta be even badder of an ass, right?
I'm not gonna talk during this.
You have a small one?
Oh, I mean, I'm not here. I'm turning off my
somebody
own mic.
Call HR. This
I
is
gotta
getting
go
out
to
of
the
control.
Bathroom.
Terrence Howard, Dennis Hopper, rest in peace. Eric Balfour, Kevin Heffernan.
These are all small ones?
These are small ones. Jeffrey Rush, Shia LaBeouf, surprise, and Eric Stoltz. And then on the big list...
Well, Shia's in a porno, so you actually see his.
And?
I looked fine to me. I mean, I wasn't really, I was looking away at that moment.
Really? On the big list...
I looked away. I looked away.
Colin Farrell, Ewan McGregor, these are the big list. Mm. Ewan McGregor, you see it outlined in Trainspotting. That's the only time I've ever seen it. Looked good. Javier Bardem... Vincent Gallo, Robert De Niro, Ben Affleck, Omar Epps, Jason Segel, Liam Neeson, and Michael Fassbender, who we have heard very famously has some giant junk.
Liam's on there.
What about Chris Hemsworth?
He's not. He did not
he
make the biggest or the smallest.
Oh, I thought you weren't looking.
That was
I wasn't.
A prosthetic.
Why are you asking that?
He wasn't nude.
He was nude. No, you're right.
He wasn't. He was in underwear.
He was
that
in underwear,
really
but it was ridiculous because he had obviously... And, a zucchini in there.
They most likely, they put some prop in there.
Yeah. I mean, obviously. The thing was wrapped around his hip.
Anyone else you want to ask about Hooman?
No, that's the only one that comes to mind because it was such a funny scene in Vacation. Mm.
It was. That's the best scene in the whole movie. Christine Applegate, he puts his leg up. She's all, oh my God.
That's right.
What's happening here?
Did she swoon?
Well, sure. I mean, anyone would.
God. Every time.
It's coming up in the news, man.
Power outages, hated companies, and more after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Uzette has a little gig, a gigarino, this Saturday from 11 to 1. She's at the Sally Beauty in Redwood City at 2535 El Camino Real. Come and see the new look of Sally Beauty.
Sally!
Whole new look, Uzi!
Sally! Whoa, Sally.
That's the song.
It is?
Yeah. Never heard it.
Mm-hmm. Ride, Sally, ride.
Yeah, they used to call me Mustang Sally.
Oh, they did?
Mm-hmm.
Why did Mustang they? Oh, because you Sally. Always drove a Mustang?
Yeah.
Or did you dance to that a lot? Was that one of your favorite dancing songs?
Yes, you better slow that Mustang down. Mustang Sally.
Is that why they called you that?
Ride, Sally.
Was this at like a particular place that this happened?
Where you always dance
just
to
my
that
bedroom.
Song?
Oh.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Who are all these people who are calling you Mustang Sally?
I don't know.
Hmm. Weird.
Just seems like that. That seems like a
the
good name for someone who, you know, has a professional moniker of some kind.
I know this song. I don't know which song Yeezy was singing. I'm not sure if it's the same. Oh, well, Sally. Whew. That girl.
Yeah, that's the first one. The other one is Mustang Sally.
We're all over the place.
Sally Beauty in Redwood City. They have the best selection, all things hair, nails, beauty, and salon equipment. First 50 customers in to say hi to Yuzette will get a Sally Beauty goodie bag. Start the new year off right with Yuzette at Sally Beauty.
What is up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City, home to real deals for over 30 years and the January sales event on now. Good time to have a Subaru.
Oh, man.
The weather we've been having, that's when you want the confidence that a Subaru would, I'm sure, provide.
Yeah, nice Subaru.
Drive right through it.
Right. Need to do.
That's Carlson Subaru and CarlsonSubaru.com. Here's what's happening. So we had a doozy of a storm last night. A little more rain expected today and then a break.
Power's still out at your house.
No, it's not.
I just got the
message that it's back on, but I'll get to that in a second. So more rain possible on Sunday. Mm-hmm. The snow has been dumping.
And what do we get?
More expected today, according to, and I can never find a really reliable snow report, but right now what I'm seeing is we got over a foot in Tahoe. Kirkwood's reporting 16 inches yesterday. Squaw's over a foot as well. I don't have detailed information, but we're definitely getting fresh snow in
Tahoe.
That's
what we need.
Right.
Dump it on there.
So
that's our summer supply.
It is extremely important for a number of reasons. And if you plan a strike mission, you could get great snow conditions.
I know, because it's going to supposedly stop raining today, be nice Friday, Saturday. You could get up
another
there.
Dump on Sunday and then a break on Monday.
And what does next week look like? Any long
clear.
Range? To, oh, really?
According to what I'm seeing, clear.
All right.
Which would be nice. We could use a clear.
Yeah.
Let me see. So you want to know next week here locally is clear. Let me check Tahoe here local. Tahoe clear as well after Sunday.
Okay.
So like Monday, the holiday? Could be good.
Yeah, it could be.
You can look into that.
Yeah. I like your strike mission.
I'm not going anywhere. I got a baby.
Oh, they do tend to hold you down. I'm trapped under the baby.
Yeah, look at Bryn.
I know.
He watched the Taylor Swift Reputation Tour on Netflix.
Yeah, liked it too. Fell asleep for some of it, but...
Huh. That's weird.
It was entertaining. Yeah. Good enough.
As you mentioned, over 46,000 PG&E customers in the Bay Area are without power due to the storm. My house
right now.
Was one of them.
Okay.
Ours came back on, but if you're without, I mean, I'll tell you what, if there's anything good for a company that needs good PR, it's the power going out and you realizing, I can't make coffee without power.
Yeah. I can't really do all these things I love doing without power.
Right.
I was thinking my car might not charge overnight.
I was thinking the same thing. It's like, well, I could always take the Prius.
I know. I'm going to bring my SUV into that lot.
Damn it. Damn it, I'm awesome.
Into this lot, awesome. You mean? You
yes,
mean here?
Into this lot.
Right.
Correct.
Anyway, the peninsula, it looks like, was hit the hardest with outages, but it's throughout the Bay Area. The North Bay was hit, South Bay, as well as the East Bay. And speaking of, that brings me to, for the second day in a row, it looks like we had another earthquake centered north of Piedmont, 3.5 this morning.
Oh.
Reported around.
Right in the same place.
10 after 6.
Wow.
So, 3.5 is fairly small. Many people felt it, and the texters were writing in, I don't know. We might have been in. I'm not sure where we were at that point when in our show when it happened. But people are writing. Did you feel it? Did you feel it?
Right.
And
no, we did not feel it.
6'11".
Yeah, I didn't feel it.
No, me either. We might have still been in a song at that point.
Mm-hmm. Maybe because I think we broke around 6:08.
Yeah. Broke late, mm-hmm. as usual.
Well, happens.
It does.
We have a lot to get to.
We do. Blah, blah, blah.
You can't feel the earthquake when we're dancing during the song. You
that's
know?
True. I know. We all, whenever the song's on, that's like our dance break.
I'm kind of combining two stories here as I talk about Facebook. They ranked number one on the most hated companies in America.
Oh, did they?
Facebook man. Did. They've had quite a few public relation disasters over the last couple.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, as they're dealing with all of this bad PR, they release the portal, which weirdly I ended up getting for Christmas, and we have one.
Oh, really?
Like, I would never buy that thing.
And what do you think of it?
It's fine.
What does it do that's different from some of the other ones?
Well, it takes up a bunch of counter space in your house. It's a big thing.
Yeah, how big?
It's a monitor.
2 feet tall.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
And then the screen is also, I don't know, 16 inches
that's
across.
So kind of like
8 inches tall.
Jeez. Mm-hmm.
So it's, but it also shifts. So I haven't used it, but when my brother, Jan, Keith, as you guys know, and it doesn't matter. One of my brothers gave it to us, gave it to my mom and gave it to my other brother. So
oh, so that all of you guys have now have it. Now, so does, does the other person on the other end have to have it as well in order for you guys to be?
I think so. Or you can use it on your phone maybe, but it's not quite the same deal. Because there's a lot of in-app. It's like the Snapchat with all the filters you can. So I'm never using that thing. And sure enough, Christina and my kid get on the portal with my mom and they start doing the filters and you can hear them laughing and I'm all, oh my God, they're having the time of their life in there. What are they doing?
Sweet.
And they're putting, you're a strawberry. Oh my God, Nona. And I'm like, I guess it's paying for itself right now, isn't it?
Yeah. Uh-huh. The joy.
So
obviously.
Then I'm like, I wonder what that thing costs. Nope, didn't pay for itself. That thing is expensive.
Like how much?
Over $300.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding you.
Is that like a deluxe version of it or
something? I don't know, but it's expensive.
Boy, your brother splashed out for Christmas. He really wanted you guys on the portal.
My brother doesn't know how to save for the future. He's not interested in that. My brother's a guy who, he's better now than he used to be, but he's a guy who used to go to the strip club after got his paycheck on Friday, went to the strip club, and left broke.
Made it rain.
And had no money for the rest of the week.
And it's not just making it rain. He'd be like, I'm buying drinks. Who's up? Like, he's that guy. He's fun-loving, loves all the people. But then he leaves, and he's like, I don't know. I can't eat. What? How could you do that to yourself?
Doesn't matter. I had a great night.
The best time. Right. Through a hoarse voice.
Like,
you know.
People loved me that night.
Right. Living it up.
Right.
Anyway, so he doesn't think that, you know, should I spend this or not? He just spends it.
I mean, that's so much money to spend on 4 units.
Right. Yeah. Anyway.
But the kid loves it.
They seem to like it. I'm not using it. But back to they released this product right as they've got the worst PR possible. And they rank number one on America's most hated companies list. This is from, it looks like 247wallstreet.com. Eli Lilly is, I believe, a drug company.
Mm-hmm.
They came in at second. Vice came in at third. Jewel.
Vice
News.
Okay. Oh. Is it hated?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. I'm surprised. I love Vice.
Jewel, the e-cig company, came in at fourth. So there's, so as I'm looking at this list of most hated companies, which Facebook tops, I also get this story about the 10-year challenge. Now, this is the one you're seeing on Facebook and Instagram where people put a picture of them in 2009 and then a picture of them in 2019. Here's me then and now. Except no one really wants to put then and now. They end up putting some joke picture.
Right.
So now I'm reading a story about how with Facebook having very little trust, the people do not trust.
They do not.
They're saying maybe Facebook pushed this challenge out there to accumulate more information about us.
Right.
To get more data. And we did it again. We fell for it again. We all went. Well, I didn't. I didn't do the challenge. Did you?
I didn't.
No.
Yeah, I didn't.
If I don't do any of that Facebook stuff anymore that I used to after Vinny did the story, what you're talking about right now. I don't do the quizzes. I don't do the contesting thing. I don't do anything anymore.
If I did the 10-year challenge, I'd put Christina Ricci for my 2009, and I put Susan Sarandon for my 2019.
Ooh, that's good.
So you thought about it. You just
I did.
Got lazy and bailed out.
Yeah, I don't really know how
you know
what
would be
it.
Funny? I'm over it.
Well, I never go on Facebook anymore, ever. I'm like annoyed with them.
Anyway, some experts are thinking that Facebook may have pushed this challenge for the same reason they pushed other stuff on us before, which is to accumulate data. It's a terrific opportunity to learn, to train their systems to better recognize small changes in how we look as we age.
Mm. So it's like a facial recognition thing.
There are plenty of ways to exploit the information we've once again handed right over.
Well, all our photos are up there anyway. I suppose they could go back and look at your photos from
2009. Do it for us, yeah.
Right, but isn't it nice of us to just provide it for them?
A writer at Wired, and again, this is, you know, I don't know what to say. I don't think these things through enough to have come to these kinds of conclusions. All along, I was like, what are they going to do? What could they do to me? I'm just, you know, and then you find out they affected an election.
Right.
And you go, oh, that's far bigger than anything I would have imagined.
Mm-hmm.
But a writer at Wired says there's plenty of ways to exploit it. Like, say, an insurance company buying data from Facebook, then using it to hike up rates on people who appear to be aging faster than others.
Oh.
I don't know if that's something that, you know, they're all going to conspire to make happen or not, but...
Right.
Once again, we've all jumped in without thinking twice about it.
Fun.
Maybe we should start thinking twice about it.
Right? I was talking to somebody who hopped off of Facebook and deactivated their account, and they said that when you deactivate it, they give you an option to download all your Facebook videos and images that you have on your account and save it to OneDrive before you deactivate.
Oh, that's good.
But I never tried it.
That is good, because that's a big reason why a lot of people probably don't deactivate.
Right.
You know,
yep.
It has become kind of our own photo album. Even some of the things they do where they're like, here's what happened 7 years ago today. Like, I find that stuff to be kind of interesting. I'm like, oh, yeah, look at that.
Well, if it had stayed that way, they would have had long-term success because we would all have more trust in them.
Right.
And we would feel like that's our photo album instead of a place where people go to push their politics.
Mm-hmm.
And they possibly have allowed all kinds of other data mining to happen with us not knowing it.
Right.
So, over it.
Yeah.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts, Vinny, and they're very cheerful.
Only four acts have had top 40 hit in the 80s, 90s, 2000s, and 2010s.
You too.
Yes. I'll read it again.
Is it all bands or only is it single?
I'll say this. The rest, besides you two, are solo artists.
Streisand.
Michael Jackson. Prince.
Only four acts have had a top 40 hit in the 80s, 90s, 2000s, and 2010s. Michael Jackson, did I hear that?
Yeah.
He is on the list.
Did you hear Prince?
He said Prince.
Prince is not on the list.
Streisand?
Rising.
Yeah, she's had number one albums in like six decades or something.
Oh, I know. Madonna.
So not the...
It is Madonna.
Oh, yeah.
So you're missing one artist that's had top 40 hits in the 80s, 90s, 2000s, and 2010s, and you'll never get it.
Oh, hold on. We right. will.
Man or woman?
It's a man.
Is it like Weird Al or something?
It's Weird Al Yankovic.
Oh, my God. Hilarious. That is hilarious.
Because Vinny said you'll never get it. I'm like, oh, it's something crazy.
Wow. Weird Al Yankovic. Oh.
I've never really listened to this guy, and I don't dislike him, but it's always weird to me when he comes up and someone in the room will go, oh, I love that guy. And you're like, what?
He's great.
Oh, he's great.
I appreciate what he does.
Yeah.
Super silly.
I remember being really little and hearing him on Dr. Demento, and just I loved him.
Yeah.
I've interviewed him before.
And?
Is he nice? Because he appears to be very nice.
He's really funny. Yeah. Like, he's super, like, he'll play ball the whole time.
Doesn't take himself too seriously.
Yeah, we were backstage at the Grammys, and you're all kind of jam-packed in there. The only one who has a private area is Ryan Seacrest, but all the other DJs have to be with everybody else. And John Mayer had just left us to go to the next station, and Weird Al came over, and I said, can you sing something for me? And he just jumped up on the table and started squawking like a bird. And everyone just kind of stopped their interviews and stared at Weird Al jumping up and down, acting like a bird. Oh! Oh!
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. I'm sorry, but the smallest list is incomplete without Ken Jeong from The Hangover.
Oh, right. That's true.
I know, we keep hearing it's real, but it's not real. It's a total, like, lap. Like one of those made things. Like, he put it on his lap and then put his pants on.
Right.
Something.
Because it's impossibly tiny.
It's not even usable.
No, it's not. It's not developed.
I don't think you can go number one through that thing.
Unless you sit and, you know, shield with your hand.
Yeah, something. Right. You wouldn't be able to.
Yeah.
You have to lean all the way forward, seated down.
Right. You almost have to lay on top of the toilet.
Right. Well, anyway, someone's suggesting that he needs to be on the
list. Well, they're not wrong if that's even a close approximation. He says it's real, right? He says that was really him? Yeah, but he would say that, right? He would be like, yeah.
He's a funny guy.
Hilarious.
I don't know, though.
I know.
I didn't realize Pokemon Go was still a thing until I took my daughter to the park last weekend and people kept coming and coming into the park staring at their phones. That's when it was time to leave. People are still doing it.
Yeah.
Well, it's fun.
It is fun. I really enjoyed it. And it's, you know, John and I were talking about it recently. Like, oh, remember we used to, like, I kind of miss it.
Why don't you guys get back on that horse then?
Yeah, it's silly.
What?
It was a waste of time. But we did go, like, every day. I'd be like, hey, want to go for a walk?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, let's go.
Sarah and I would walk pretty far sometimes.
I know. We'd walk and walk and walk. It's fun.
It's good for you.
Yeah, it was good for Bryn, you know. I felt like I was doing Bryn a service.
Oh, is that what you're doing?
You're helping him with his dad body. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome, man.
You know, help. I can't walk.
He doesn't like walking.
I don't like walking.
But it was funny because you didn't even notice we were walking when you were playing it.
That's true. We just ended up somehow like
and we'd be
next
yapping
to the
whole time. It was
the
funny.
The big bow and arrow.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my God. We went everywhere. Yeah. Miles.
We ran into dude from Survivor.
Ty.
Ty, yeah. Yeah. We're like, hey, Ty, what are you doing? Picking up garbage?
Fun.
Yeah, I am. All right, coming up, I'm going to start with... I actually have a letter from a longtime listener, and I have a show based on President Trump's Space Force that you'll be interested in hearing about.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.